Praise the Lord. Well, I want to talk about the name of Jesus this morning. You know, through the years, and pastoring and ministering for 62 years, and actually being in the ministry all my life because my dad was a pastor when I was born and I was in church and I've been in church all my life. I've seen many people face a lot of situations, and many times they ask, what are we going to do? But the Bible gives us the answer. It tells us that we are to exercise our authority in the name of Jesus if we want to see a turnaround in our lives. You know, too many Christians are passive when it comes to taking their rightful authority that God has given us through Jesus Christ. Matthew 28:18. I'm going to wait on some of these people on the front row. When I see that they found it on their device or else in their Bible, then I can start reading, because everybody else should have found it by then, I guess. All right, Matthew 28:18. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, I'm reading from the New King James, all authority has been given to me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I've commanded you. And I am with you even to the end of the age. Amen. Or so be it. Now, here's what Jesus said. He said, I have been given the authority in heaven and earth. Now, he immediately turned around and delegated that authority to the believers when he said, go therefore, I've been given authority. Now, you go do this. In fact, he's telling them that now I'm giving you that authority. That means that we need to begin to declare what is ours from the Word of God by the name of Jesus. It means that we can speak the name of Jesus over our situations. Smith Wigglesworth, in his book, Ever Increasing Faith, and I quote from that some when I'm ministering. If you haven't read that, I know it's an old book. It was written years and years ago. But it has some of the most fantastic truths in it that you're ever going to read. For you younger people that know, Wigglesworth died in the mid-40s. But in the 30s, he actually was a plumber in England, and he got turned on to God and then started ministering. And he had some tremendous insights into faith. Now, he said this in his book on page 45, Ever Increasing Faith. Oh, the name of Jesus. There is power in the name, to meet every condition of human need. There is power in that name. See, I want you to realize that every believer has authority to use the name of Jesus. If you want to know more about what I'm talking about, you might want to read my dad's book called The Believer's Authority. Anybody ever read that book? I imagine most of this crowd has. But you also might want to read my book, Jesus' Name Above All Names. I did a complete teaching on the name of Jesus, and I call the book Jesus' Name Above All Names, and that's what the Word of God says. Now, in Mark 6:15, and all of us know this scripture, so I'm going to go ahead and read it while you're looking for it. And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, and who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe in my name. This is Jesus talking now. They will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Now I want you to notice that these things that Jesus said that would be done in his name. Demons will leave. They'll speak in tongues. And now you don't go out here and handle snakes. That's stupid. But if you happen to have, if something happens and you just don't go drink something deadly something, but if it happens to happen, you can, in the name of Jesus, believe God and it won't hurt you. Remember in the book of Acts, Paul was bit by the serpent and he shook it off in the fire and he was fine. In fact, the people, and we were on, that was on the island of Malta. We were there, what, a year or so ago? We were there on that island of Malta where he was. And you see, it says they'll place their hands on the sick and in the name of Jesus, they will recover. It's vitally important if you want to see some things change in your life and in your world. Now, I'm not talking about the world. I'm talking about your world, where you live, where you go to work, where the area, the sphere that you operate in. Then you need to learn to use the authority that you have in the name of Jesus. Now, really, it's really sad if you begin to do a survey in the Christian community of the many people that don't understand the authority of using the name of Jesus. Now, around here, it's probably not that way, but I'm just reminding you of it, okay? Remember, Peter said in his writings, he said, as long as I am in this, he called it tabernacle, but as long as I'm in this body, I'm going to keep reminding you of this, telling his people that. Well, I'm going to keep reminding you of this. You know, many people have got the attitude, well, God's in control, and whatever happens, happens. Well, if that were true, then he's got stuff in a mess. You know, war, conflict, scandal, sickness, disease, violence, crime, all kinds of stuff. Fearful and tormented people. You know, but let's go back to the beginning and find out something here. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and they were fine and perfect. He created then Adam and Eve, and he gave Adam authority over everything. And then they disobeyed God and did what they were not told not to do. And in that, he gave that authority to the enemy, the devil. Now, somebody said, well, what about? Well, the devil was an archangel in heaven. And he took a third of the angel and he was going to have a coup and overthrow God. And God kicked him out with a third of the angels. So that means there's two thirds of the angels left. So that means there's two angels for every one of them. Right? And he kicked him out. Now the devil is against God. He always has been. And he does everything in your life to get you to turn from God. And so then, now, to get that authority back on the spiritual area, Jesus died on the cross. He was raised from the dead. And at that point, he stripped the devil of his authority. Notice he says, all authority has been given to me. He obtained all authority in heaven and earth. That means the enemy of your life has no power unless you allow it. See, the way Jesus lived for those 33 and a half years on this earth, he is showing you how to operate in the spirit and live in the life, a natural life at the same time. Now, here's what people don't understand. Many people, they don't understand that Jesus lived as a human being. It says how God, Peter says in Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Now, if he was operating in his deity as the Son of God, God wouldn't have to anoint him. He already had that power. But he was showing that we can be anointed by the power of God. So he showed us. Now it is our right and our privilege as a born again, spirit-filled Christian, a born again Christian. It is our right to use the name of Jesus. We must use the name of Jesus to stand against everything that comes against us. Now, having and using the name of Jesus is the same thing as having the power of attorney. He said all authority has been given to him. So that means all authority, all power, all resources has been given to him. And then it says he has a name above all names. Philippians 2:9. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess Jesus Christ as Lord to the glory of God the Father. Jesus told us here to use his matchless name, that mighty name. That name authorizes us to have the power and the resources of heaven. You know, I served in the U.S. Army, and when I did, I operated under the authority of the massive resources and firepower of the whole U.S. military. Come on now. How many of you served in the armed services? Did not you operate under the authority of all the power and the resources of the U.S. military? So we are in the army of the Lord through Jesus Christ. So through his name, we have all power and all resources from heaven itself. Now, power of attorney, what does that mean? Well, looking at it from the dictionary, a legal instrument, a legal document authorizing one to act as an agent or an attorney for somebody else. When somebody is legally authorized to conduct business or represent somebody else, that they're given the power of the attorney, that means that they have all the same rights as that person. That means that whatever resources that person has that they're representing also is available to them. You and I have been authorized to represent God the Father, Jesus Christ, on this earth, and we have the name of Jesus at our disposal. Now, Jesus told us in John, he said to speak in his name. John 14:13. Y'all there, y'all going home? Well, y'all got awful quiet all of a sudden. I guess you're listening good. That's good. That's good. Okay. All right. John 14:13-14. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I'll do it. Now jump over a couple of chapters to John 16:23. And in that day, you will ask me nothing. Most assuredly, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. Now here, Jesus is talking to his followers, and he is saying, up to now, you've asked me. In essence, that's what he's saying. You've come to me. You've asked me. But there's a day coming when you won't ask me, but you'll ask the Father in my name. That day arrived when Jesus Christ raised from the dead and went and sat down at the right hand of the Father. That's when that day arrived. You see, now is the time to ask in the name of Jesus. That's how we, it was salvation, healing, deliverance, protection, provision. Now in my book, Name Above All Names, on page 16, I said this: many of us don't fully realize the protecting power that is in the name of Jesus, but that same power is available for us today. The same power that they had in the early church. See, this all started after Jesus rose from the dead. That same power that they had is the same power that we have. Remember, they went all over the world preaching in the name of Jesus. In Acts, the third chapter, Peter and John, the man at the gate that was crippled, he was asking, you know, we would say he was begging for money. And Peter said, I don't have any money, but I got something that's better than money. I got the name of Jesus. And he said, in the name of Jesus, get up on your feet. Now this guy, he's crippled. He can't walk. But he began to run and leap up and down the porch of the temple. And so when they are questioning and talking about this, Peter says to them, and his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong. His name. Yes, the faith which you see comes through him has given this man perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Peter spoke the name of Jesus, and the man was healed. It goes right back. He said, all authority has been given unto me, now you go. And it says, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. If you want to see that same power in operation that healed the lame man, you have got to learn how to use the name of Jesus. Now, in Wigglesworth's book, he tells a story. Many of you are going to remember this because you, how many of you have read Ever Increasing Faith? How many of you remember the story about the man named Lazarus? And anybody remember that? Right, I see some of you shaking your head. He was broken down physically because he worked in the mines and he preached the gospel at night until he just wore himself out. He got tuberculosis. And then they prayed for him, but he didn't get healed, so he got bitter against God. So Wigglesworth gathered about seven people, I think it was, together, and they went and stood around his bed, and they just began to say, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Didn't pray, just began to repeat the name of Jesus until the man repented for getting bitter and angry at God. And then the power of God healed him and raised him up. There was, somebody said, well, they prayed. No, they didn't pray for him. Nobody uttered a prayer. All they said is Jesus. 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 You can't say that name four or five times without all of a sudden everything just seems to change. See, once again, on the first page of Jesus' Name Above All Names, now my book, there is saving, healing, delivering, life-giving power in the precious name of Jesus. There is more power in the name of Jesus than most of us really understand. Using the name of Jesus in real life situations, it brings a tangible power of God into existence. It brings peace and rest. You know, I've traveled all over the world. I've been in custom lines, waiting to clear customs. I remember this specifically. And I don't know why. I mean, I'm way back in the line. You know, I'm back probably far from here, from this to that, where the cameras are back there, the stand right there. And I don't know, something got to going on up there. And then all of a sudden, the custom officers were screaming back and forth at one another. People got to screaming, and some people in the line got to shoving other people. And it was getting pretty chaotic pretty fast. And I said, man, this ain't good. Oh, wait, I should have said, this isn't good. I'm sorry. And I just, under my breath, began to say, Jesus, 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 Jesus. And I said it about 8-10 times. And all of a sudden, everything just quieted down. And the custom officers I was in the group. They just waved us all through, didn't check nothing. And just 3 minutes before, it was chaos. And all I did was say the name of Jesus. You know, many times when you travel to other countries, I've gotten off of a plane and you could feel the demonic depression. Any of you, I know we got several of you that travel internationally, some of you minister. Have you ever stepped off of a plane in a foreign land and felt that demonic oppression? It's because of how they worship and so forth and so on. But let me tell you what, I just always say the name of Jesus. While I'm here, I surround myself with the name of Jesus. Nothing can come against the name of Jesus. When you're in the presence of danger, you control it with the name of Jesus. You know, many of you have heard me tell the story when I was riding the motorcycle there and was in the army with my guys and my buddies. We'd went down island, we were coming back, and I started sliding toward a 1,000-foot drop off in the mountains. I didn't have time. I didn't have time to start a fast. I didn't have time to have a long, drawn-out prayer meeting. I mean, I'm doing everything in the natural. I know I'm kicking gears. I'm kicking the ground, trying to get that bike to straighten up, and it's still sliding sideways. I don't know if any of you ridden motorcycles. You probably know what I'm talking about. And that's why I won't ride a motorcycle on the streets. I don't let any of my grandkids ride them. Well, they do when they got older, or my kids, to ride them because they're dangerous. Now, we did do some off-road riding and stuff. But all I had time to do, I said, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I only had time to say it three times. And I'm sliding right toward that bike. And all of a sudden, my bike, it went up in the air because I hit the ground in the middle of the highway or the asphalt, and the tire goes, because I was down to second gear already, and I had to throttle trying to get that tire to get some grip, but it wasn't getting any. And went up on the side of the grass and back down and stopped right in the middle of the road. And I'm sitting there, you know. Now I had time to get scared. I'm back in the, you know. And the buddies all turned around, they come back, and they said, man, look at her, Hagen. Your back tire slid right over the edge, but said those knobs on the side of the tire must have caught and throwed you back on. I said, I didn't do it. God did it. Because those knobs are not going to throw you back in the middle of the road. God, I didn't have time to call a prayer meeting. But I had time to holler, Jesus. There's power in that name. When you release that name, it releases the power of God in your situation. When I was 5 years old, my dad was traveling, and I was staying with my grandmother, his mom. We called her Pastor Mom. And I was there, and we were sleeping there in the bed, and Pastor Mama had gone blind through trauma, of emotional trauma, and they had tried to fix your eyes and put something in it. And you got to remember, in 1917, they don't know what they do today. And they just, that's when my dad was born. And they just burned their eyes. And so I'm asleep, and she shook me and said, Kenneth Wayne, there's a man there. He's trying to break in the house. And I was turned this way, and we were right by the windows. And I turned over, and yeah, there's a guy there. He is trying to break in the house. And so she just kept saying, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And every time he would lift his leg to try to come through, he had screen off of everything. It was a hot summertime down in Texas. And I'm five, so what? It's 44, I guess. And you got all the windows open because you're trying to get some air, you know. But he couldn't, and finally he left. But she'd just say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Kept saying it. He couldn't come through the window. Come on now. You know, my dad was preaching, I think it was in Overton, Texas, back whenever I was, what, 6, 7 years old. And people could see the man had a rifle through the window of the back of the platform back there. But he never could shoot it. His wife had gotten saved, and he was mad about it. But people in the congregation, they could see it. Dad never did even turn around. He just kept preaching. But they're just saying, Jesus, 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 Jesus. And the man came and got saved before the revival's over. And he said, you know, every time that I would side in, all of a sudden I couldn't see nothing. He said there was just a white sheet that fell down in front of me. I couldn't see anything. The name of Jesus releases the power of God. See, learn how to use the name of Jesus. You know, here in Oklahoma, it's known as Tornado Alley, right? Every time I hear tornado warning, or watch, really, I say tornado watch, I start saying in the name of Jesus, all my property, all my kids' property, all the Rhema property is protected by the name of Jesus. I don't have authority over yours. You're going to have to do that for yourself. I can agree with you, but you have that authority. I don't have the authority, but I do have the authority over what belongs to me. See, I never get on an airplane. When I was traveling on flying, even with our own airplane, we travel. We get in the car. I never do it without saying, in the name of Jesus, according to Psalm 91, no harm will overtake me, no disaster will come near me. In the name of Jesus. I claim Psalm 91 every day. No plague shall come in the name of Jesus. No plague shall come. Come on now. You know, years ago, I guess it's the late 70s, early 80s, Lynette and I were scheduled to fly out. This is before the church started, so it had to be before 85. Because we would fly out and preach on weekends and stuff. And I was awakened in the middle of the night. And I think I woke her up and we prayed for, what, an hour or two. And I prayed until I got a clarity. If I hadn't have got a peace and a clarity, I wouldn't have got on the plane. So I said, well, what would I don't know. All I know is that the Spirit of God woke me up and I began to pray in the name of Jesus. I said, Jesus, now, in the name of Jesus, show us what's going on. See, you got to learn to use the name of Jesus and then listen to the Holy Spirit. Because he will begin to talk to you. You demand in Jesus' name that the powers of the enemy desist in his operation. But then you listen to the Holy Spirit on the inside of you to begin to give you some direction. Anybody understand what I'm talking about? See, let us begin to walk in victory with the name of Jesus. We read it over there. There is no name greater. There's no name greater. If it has a name, then the name of Jesus is greater. So speak the name of Jesus to lack and poverty and sickness and disease and every circumstance and situation that comes against you. Everything must submit and bow to the name of Jesus. When you're facing your hardest trial, when it doesn't look like there's any way out, just begin to say, Jesus, 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 and keep on saying it. And you'll begin to see that the anointing of the power of God will be unleashed. And you'll see that you'll walk from defeat to victory because of the power in my name, saith the Lord. Hallelujah to Jesus. Everybody stand up. I'm going to quit right there. Hallelujah to Jesus. That's a good place to quit. When the Spirit comes in and says something, that's a good place to quit right there. That wasn't on my notes, people. Hallelujah. Jesus. I remember, I think it was, 64, I think, maybe. I was associate pastor of my father-in-law down in Texas. I was involved with our denomination, with our youth deal. And so a bunch of us youth pastors and the section, we got together and we brought Andre Crouch in. You remember, hon, we rented the Mesquite High School auditorium. This is before Andre ever become big. He was just getting started. And I never will forget this story he told. He had been asked to sing at this concert, and they had all the rock stars and everybody there ahead of him, a bunch of rock people there ahead of him. And man, he said, what in the world am I going to do? Because he had just started. And he said he just went down and sat down at the piano and just started running some arpeggios up and down the piano and just saying, Jesus, Jesus. And it was going out over the microphone. And it was chaos and everything. And all of a sudden, everything just got quiet. He sang a couple of songs and then I think he said, if you'd like to meet this Jesus, I'll be behind the stage here. Just come. I don't know how many hundred came and accepted Christ. But you see, Jesus, the name of Jesus. Jesus. If you have a situation that you're dealing with in your life, I don't care what it is, and you want to do something about it, I want you to, I'm not going to do it. I can't do it for you. You got to use that power of attorney. I want you to think about it. I want you to call it by name and then say, in the name of Jesus, I command this thing to desist in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And just say the name of Jesus several times against that problem. Go ahead. Do it right now. I can't do it for you, Father, but I'll just say, Father, in the name of Jesus, as these people speak to their situation, using the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, that died on the cross of Calvary, I thank you right now that those chains and bondages being broken. I thank you, huh? Jesus, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name, it says, ask the Father in my name that your joy may be full. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
And Jesus, 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 there's just something,
but there's something about that name.
Hallelujah. I know we walk by faith, but you feel the peace that came in? Anybody feel that peace that came in? We started talking about the name of Jesus. Atmosphere changed, didn't it? Hallelujah. You that were watching, I trust you were speaking in the name of Jesus to your situation. I trust you were singing with us. Jesus, Jesus, there's just something about that name. Something. That name has power. That's the difference. That's the something. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, bow your heads, please. I never like to have a service that I don't allow an opportunity for somebody to find Jesus. That I don't allow an opportunity for somebody to rededicate their life to God. If you happen to be in this building right now, or you're watching, you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, or you know what it is to live for God, but you know you're just not what you're supposed to, and you need to, or you're supposed to be, and you need to rededicate your life. I want everybody, including you, that need Jesus or need to rededicate, to repeat this prayer after me right now. Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus. I believe He died on the cross for my salvation. I believe He rose from the dead and that He's alive and well in heaven today. You said in your holy word that if I would believe these things and confess them with my mouth and believe them in my heart, I will be saved. I thank you now that you're the Lord and Savior of my life, and my life will never be the same again after today. In the name of Jesus, amen. If you prayed that prayer and you're in this room, find one of these guys in these brown shirts, tell them about it. If you prayed that prayer with us online, then you can go to your computer and go to partnerservices@rhema.org and tell us all about it. We want to hear about it. Amen. Don't ever forget the power in the name of Jesus. Sometimes we get wrapped up in believing God and our faith and quoting scripture. And sometimes we don't need to quote a scripture. We need to just use the name of Jesus. Now, there's nothing wrong with quoting scripture. We need to do that. But there's a time, just use the name of Jesus. Prayer's good. We need to pray, and we're going to be praying tonight. But there's a time you need to use that name. That name we were singing about. That name that we read the scripture that's above every name. Use the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Tonight, 6 o'clock, come. Special prayer service time. Come believing, come expecting. You that are watching, come back and be with us online. You can pray there with us as we pray here. Miss Lynette will be in charge of the service tonight. And then, of course, on Wednesday night, we have Hour of Power. Thank you. Church, thank you so much for the birthday song and for the gift. It means more to me than I have words to say. Thank you seems so trite, but that's all we have. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. God bless you. Thank God for the name of Jesus. Use it every chance you get. We'll see you tonight right here at 6 o'clock. God bless. Give somebody a wave. God bless you guys. I see y'all tonight.